2079,
I got a customer contact message.
Yeah, I'm westbound on Cindy and 14th stop, ready to cross over the Burnside Bridge, and I got a customer who's antagonizing other customers. You know, it's racist, it's verbal threats, it's all kinds of stuff. And so, like, already, like, there's been four or five customers that have gotten off. But anyway, he hasn't physically threatened anybody. He's just going on verbally on people.
Okay, what kind of threats is he making?
That he's going to kick people's ass, that he would kill people if they threatened his daughter, blah, 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 blah. You know, he threatened some LGB type people.
Okay. Do any of those people want police at all? Or do you think it'll hold as you go downtown, or would a supervisor meeting you work better, or what would work best for this?
I think a supervisor sits in Burnside forcing him to get off the bus because he's already gone ahead and, made it uncomfortable for everybody on the bus and forced people off basically because of his verbal threats.
Okay. Can you give me a description of him and age and race and that kind of stuff?
He's sitting in the very back seat, so he's got a baseball cap, he's white male. I can't tell from where he's sitting. I don't see him very good. He's probably around 35 or so. I don't know if you could hear him already from up here.
No, I can't. Do you have a clothing description of him?
He's got a dark baseball cap, a dark jacket, and it's just I can't see him very well from where I'm sitting. He's sheltered away in the back seat.
Okay. All right. Look for a supervisor downtown. If it escalates in any way, just tie up the bus and send me a police emergency, and we'll get some other help that way.
Copy.
All right. 1841.